a question that for every one of us. Do we belong to him? All he's done for us. If we really belong to him, and if you're saved, you do, that means he's Lord. He's in control. Everything, not just when we're wanting to be. I mean everything. Enjoy the song service in that. Enjoy the blessings of God. And thank the Lord for the anointing on the songs, every one of them. So good to have with us tonight. Our grandson, Luke Waldrop, is going to come and preach for us. And let's pray much for him while he's preaching. Brother Luke, you just make yourself at home, brother.
Good evening. It's always an honor and a privilege to come and be with you fine folk here at Fletcher. And I just got to say, the song service was a divine intervention of the Holy Spirit tonight. But every single song just goes right with what the Lord's laid upon our heart. If you would turn in your Bibles to John chapter number 10. We're going to read just one verse tonight in John chapter number 10. And when you find your place, if you'd please stand to your feet in reverence of the reading of God's word. And the Bible says in John chapter number 10, verse number 3, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Let us pray. Dear Lord, God, I just want to thank you tonight. God, for the opportunity to get to come into your house once again. God, I pray tonight, Lord, if there be any sin, God, that stands between me and you, God, that you'd remove it. God, that there'd be nothing between me and you. Oh, God, I pray tonight, God, that you'd help us to preach. God, help us to preach your word tonight to your people, God. Help them to be receptive to your word. God, just that your name would be magnified tonight. God, would you help the words to flow out of our mouth fluently tonight, God. Lord, would you open the hearts and the minds of your people, God. Oh, Lord, we'll give you praise and honor and glory for everything that you do. In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. I want to think tonight on the thought, the shepherd. We see here it says, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. David, in Psalms chapter number 23, he said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He said later on in Psalms 100, verse number 3, he said, we are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. And so I want to look tonight at the shepherd, and the shepherd being Jesus. And I want to look tonight at some characteristics of the shepherd. If you would turn probably just a page in your Bible over to chapter, we're still in chapter 10, but over to verse number 28. I want to look at the caring shepherd. The Bible says in verse number 28 of chapter 10, it says, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. I tell you tonight that the shepherd, he cares for his sheep. Jesus tonight cares for you. He knows exactly what you are going through. Jesus said, if you eat the bread of life, you will never hunger. He said, if you drink of the water of life, you will never thirst. He said, if I give unto you this eternal life of God, then you shall never perish. I'll tell you tonight, he said that he that believeth on me shall never die. And we see it goes on a little bit further here. It says, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And it says, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I tell you tonight, if you're saved, you are sealed in the blood of Jesus. There is no way for you to get out of the salvation of Jesus. I think about Noah. When Noah was building the ark, and God said, come into the ark. And Noah walked into the ark where God was there. And we know that God shut the door on Noah. There was no way for Noah to get out of that ark. I tell you tonight that salvation is just like with Noah. Once you are shut up in the salvation of Jesus, you cannot lose it. Jesus cares for you. We cannot fall out of our salvation the same as Noah could not fall out of the ark. He is the caring shepherd. I tell you tonight, he cares for those that he saves. He cares for those that he saves. He secures those that he saves. We are kept by the power of God, and there's no man that's able to pluck us out of his hand. I get to think tonight about his hand. We were singing about how he's going to take us by the hand and he's going to walk with us into the promised land. And I just got to thinking about that a little bit further. It's the same hand that formed this earth. It's the same hand that hung the moon and the stars. It's the same hand that hung the sun so that it shined nice and bright. It's the same hand that raised the mountains. It's the same hand that carved out the valleys. It's the same hand that formed mankind. It's the same hand that came and touched the sick. It's the same hand that made them whole. This hand, it was nailed to a rugged cross. This same hand, it was shown to Doubting Thomas when he did not believe. This same hand is the hand that holds my hand. This same hand is the hand that holds your hand. This same hand cares for you. And I tell you tonight, that same hand, it wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and it's there forevermore. And I tell you tonight, if you are saved, that same hand has wrote your name down. That hand is the mighty hand of God. It's the mighty hand of Jesus. And no man can pluck me out. I tell you tonight, not even the devil can pluck me out. Sin cannot pluck me out. I can't even pluck me out of God's hand. And the Lord, he does not want to pluck me out of his hand. I tell you tonight, I'm saved forevermore, and I'm heaven bound. And I tell you tonight, if you're saved, you are saved forevermore, and you are heaven bound. We see the caring shepherd. I see, secondly, he is the confirmed shepherd. Verse number 11, it says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I tell you tonight that Jesus is the real deal. He is the confirmed shepherd. He is not a wolf around in sheep's clothing. He's not masquerading. He is the real deal. He is authentic. He is Jesus Christ. I tell you tonight, it says that I know that he's the real shepherd. He's the chosen shepherd. He is the chief shepherd. He is the great shepherd. He is the gentle shepherd. He is the sovereign shepherd. He is the holy shepherd. And I tell you tonight, there is no one like Jesus. There is no one like him. And I tell you tonight, I'm glad that the devil who wrecks destruction all around is not the shepherd. All he knows to do is to steal, kill, and destroy. And he is the father of lies. I'm glad tonight that the devil is not the shepherd. I'm glad that religion is not a shepherd. I'm glad tonight that the only shepherd is Jesus Christ. This world is not my shepherd. I am not putting trust in a man-made world. I'm not putting trust in the news networks tonight. The news is not my shepherd. Jesus Christ is my shepherd. He's crowned with glory and he's crowned with honor. He's not dead and he's not in a tomb. He is alive and he is sitting at the right hand of God the Father. He is holy. He is sovereign. He is pure and he is almighty. He is all-knowing. He is omnipotent. He is the good shepherd. I tell you tonight that he came from a place that none of us could go on our own. He was born in a womb that no man had ever been born in before. He was born of a virgin. He did things that no man could ever do. He said things that no man had ever thought to say. He died on a cross that no man had ever died on. I tell you tonight, he was laid in a tomb, and he walked out by his own power like no man has ever done. He is the Savior. He is Jesus Christ. He is the Shepherd, and there is no one like him. He is the one that God exalted. I tell you, when Jesus was being baptized by John the Baptist, I think of how God opened up the heavens, and he spoke down. He said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." He is the authentic one. He is the confirmed shepherd for us. I'm glad tonight that he is the good shepherd. He did not say that I'm going to be a good shepherd. He did not say that I used to be the good shepherd. He said, "I am the good shepherd." That is present tense, and it's an always tense, if I can just make that up. He will always be the good shepherd. The Bible says, the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I got to thinking about how in the Old Testament, the sheep, they died for the sins of the shepherd. The sheep died for the shepherd. But in the New Testament, the shepherd, he died for the sheep. He took my cross. He took my shame. Those crown of thorns, they should have been on me. I was just a sinner. I'm not worthy to be saved. It was my cross that he took upon him. It was my sin that he took upon him. It was your sin that he took upon himself. And he died in the place for his sheep. And now we are free forevermore. We're saved by grace, and we're washed in the blood of Jesus. I think about how when he came in the form of a burning bush, when Moses was exiled, and he thought he'd done messed up, he thought he was too far away, he thought that he had gone out of the reach of God. But then came the shepherd in the form of a burning bush, and he come and talked to Moses, and Moses said, "Well, who should I say that you are?" And he said, "I am that I am." He is the confirmed shepherd. He is that he is. He's the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And Jesus is his name. I tell you tonight, he is the Alpha and he's the Omega. He is the beginning and he is the end. He's the Son of the living God, and he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's my advocate. He's the author and the finisher. He is the Lamb of God. I get to thinking about the song that says that Jesus, he is my high tower. He's my light in the dark hour. He's closer than a brother. And he's promised that he's going to hold my hand. What a friend is he. I'm thankful tonight for Jesus. I'm thankful tonight that he is my shepherd. And he sticketh closer than any brother. When this whole world casts you out, when nobody wants to be a friend with you, we have a friend in Jesus. And I'm glad for that tonight. And then thirdly, lastly, I think that he is the calling shepherd. In verse number 3, he is the calling shepherd. It says, "To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out." It says, he calleth his own sheep by name. I tell you, he calleth his own. His sheep know his voice. I think about Elijah in 1 Kings chapter number 19. He was praying for God to move, and there came a wind, but God was not in the wind. There came an earthquake, but God was not in the earthquake. There came a fire, but God was not in the fire. But after that, a still small voice. I tell you tonight, have you heard the still small voice? Have you heard the voice of Jesus? If you're saved tonight, you know the voice of Jesus. He calleth his own sheep by name. I remember one night at the Lackey Town Baptist Church in Old Fort, North Carolina, on August the 3rd, 2010, on a Tuesday night, the choir, they were singing, it was probably the second song, they were singing the song, "Because He Loved Me." And I remember they hit that second verse, and I remember Jesus, He spoke to my heart. He started knocking on my heart's door, and I made a break for that altar because I heard His call, and He calleth His sheep. And I, that night, became one of His sheep. He saved my soul, and I ain't never going to get over it. I think of some other people in the Bible that Jesus has called by name. I think about a man that Jesus, He loved dearly. If you flip over in the next chapter, in John chapter number 11, it speaks of this friend that Jesus had. His name is Lazarus. And we know that Lazarus, he's sick, and they've sent for Jesus, and they said, "Jesus, Lazarus, he's about to die." But Jesus was not in no hurry to get to Lazarus. And then we know that Lazarus died, and about the time that Lazarus died, Jesus started on his trail to get back to the family so that he could be a comfort to them. I tell you tonight, you're going through something, Jesus is a comforter to you. You can count on Jesus. And we see that Jesus, He gets here and He is 4 days late. And Martha comes up to Him and she said, "Lord, if You had been here, my brother Lazarus, he had not died." And I get to thinking about how every funeral that Jesus ever went to, you see, Lazarus, if Jesus would have been there, Lazarus really wouldn't have died. She's right in saying that Lazarus wouldn't have died if Jesus would have been there. Because every funeral that Jesus ever came to, He broke it up and rose the person back to life. And we see that He gets up to the tomb. He asks to know where He's laid. He gets to the tomb and He said, "Lazarus will rise again." And she said, "I know the resurrection. He will rise." And I believe that Jesus, He said to her, He said, "I am the resurrection." And He said, "Lazarus, come forth." He called Lazarus by name. And Lazarus rose from that grave. I tell you, He did not walk out there and just say, "Come forth." Because if He would have said, "Come forth," every single person that was buried in that graveyard would have came forth as well. He said, "Lazarus, come forth." He calleth His own by name. I think of a woman that came to a well and Jesus was there and she came thirsty. But once she met Jesus, she left to never thirst again. I think of a man, he came blind to Jesus, but once he met Jesus and he walked away from Jesus, he had the sight of eternal life. He could see eternally. I tell you, there came a man that was unclean with leprosy, and he left from Jesus, he left clean forevermore, clean of that leprosy. There was a man, he was laying beside a pool. He was laying there for 30 some odd years, and Jesus walked up to him, and the man told him what had happened to him, how he's just been laying here at that pool, and Jesus had compassion upon him and moved upon him, and he said, "Rise up and walk," and that man got up, and he walked away. I think he may have even ran away, running, because he's never ever been able to walk before. There was a man, and he was able to get up and walk. I think about another person that Jesus called by name. In John chapter number 20, we see that Jesus has died and He's been laid in the tomb. And He's been laid there for 3 days. And we know that Jesus has rose up from that grave. And we know that Mary, she's come out into that garden so that she could pay tribute to Jesus, the one that she loved. She came and she saw that the stone was rolled away, and she was very, very upset about it. And she seen someone afar off, and she thought that that was the gardener, but it was not no gardener, it was Jesus. And she asked him, she said, "Sir, where have you laid him?" And Jesus looked at her, and He called her by name. All He said was, "Mary." That's all He said, "Mary." And she knew immediately that Jesus had risen. Jesus called Mary by name. I tell you, I believe that she went and ran up into that upper room. She went knocking on the door. Peter answered the door, and she said, "Peter, I got to tell you something. Jesus wasn't in the grave. He's alive. Jesus is alive." And Peter probably thought, "You're crazy. You've lost your mind." And then she said, "No, I know his voice. He calls his sheep by his own." I tell you, she knows his voice because she is one of the sheep. And she knows that voice was Jesus' voice. And she tells Peter to go down there and check it out. And he goes down there and he finds out good and well that Jesus has risen up. I think about another person that was called by name. He was on the Damascus Road. He had been killing Christians one by one. And Jesus met him there. And he said, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And he fell down to the ground. And he said, "Lord." Jesus called him by name, turned him into Paul. Paul became one of the greatest preachers that we have ever known outside of Jesus. And we know that Jesus calleth his own by name. And I think about one more that we see in the Bible about Jesus calling his own by name. And this one hits kind of close to me. When Jesus steps out on the clouds, he's going to descend with the shout of the archangel, and the trumpet, it's going to sound. And the dead in the Christ will rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall go as well. And the word that'll be said is, "Come up hither." There's coming a day when Jesus is going to call his own. We're going to be reunited with loved ones that we've lost that's gone on before us. We're going to be reunited with people that we've never even met before in our life. We are going to be in that splendid home in eternity because Jesus says to his sheep, "Come up hither." When Jesus calls, there ain't going to be waiting around. There ain't going to be no delay. I ain't going to be waiting in traffic. I'm going to be on that first flight right up into glory. I'm going to be on a first class airplane, if that's what it is. I have no idea. But I'm going to be on first class on my way to see Jesus. Mary, she was a depressed sheep, but Jesus gave her a call of regeneration. Lazarus, he was a dead sheep, but Jesus gave him a call of resurrection. He told Mary just to calm down, and he told Lazarus to come forth. But for you and for me, he's going to say, "Come up hither." There's coming a day when Jesus is going to come back, and he's going to take us home to spend eternity with him. I tell you tonight, Jesus calleth his own by name. There's people out there in the world, they think that us Christians, we are just brainwashed. I tell you tonight, I am blood washed. I am not brainwashed, I'm blood washed. Jesus has saved my soul, and I'm on the train to glory. I praise his holy name. Jesus promised that he's coming back, and I believe that he's coming back just like he said. I believe that he is coming back again. Jesus is the good shepherd. He is the shepherd. He is my shepherd. If you'd stand to your feet, I tell you tonight, if you have never known Jesus, if you've never heard his voice, there's never been a time like tonight than to know who Jesus is, than to know that Jesus can be your personal shepherd and savior. Pastor, if you would come.
Come to the piano organ, please, please, whatever God tells you to play. Thank you, Brother Luke, for a wonderful message. Invitation to come to the Good Shepherd, because he's coming after us. He is a Good Shepherd. Thank God that we know his voice. We appreciate the goodness of God allowing us to assemble ourselves together. The Bible says, "Fail not to assemble yourselves together." We did not fail. Thank God for you. A lot of the people at home not able to be here. They're watching. But let's just pray for our nation. Altar's open if you need to come. You've got loved ones that's lost. I'm sure every one of us have. If you start naming, it wouldn't take very long to get a list of probably 10 people on your mind that you pray for, hopefully every day, that's lost. Be a good time to come pray for them right now. Jesus is soon coming. And when he comes in the cloud, if they are not redeemed, if they have not been blood washed, they'll be left behind. People we love, our relatives. Surely we care enough to pray for them. Surely we care enough to just bow before a holy God and say, Lord, I'm trusting you. You died for them as well as you died for us. Whatever the needs are tonight, let's pray. Precious Lord Jesus, I want to thank you that you are the good shepherd. You care for every one of your sheep. Father, you care for those that's sick, those that's not redeemed. That's why you came, because we were unredeemed, but you care for us. You knew, Father, that we would bow when we heard the message, when the conviction was given to us by the Holy Spirit and Christ Jesus was lifted high. You knew that we would fall an altar somewhere and give our lives to you. And I want to thank you for that day. Brother Luke told us about the day he got saved. And Lord, I remember that day so vividly when you called my name. And Father, there's many people here tonight that in this world that may not remember, may not know where they were. They may not even remember the day or the hour. Father, surely they remember the event of when they were lost and undone, and you quickened them, and they bowed and repented. Oh God, if they can't remember that, Jesus, I wonder if they're saved. Thank you for being our shepherd, just the shepherd, but my shepherd. And thank you for assembly tonight, for the Spirit of God that's moved in their midst, the song service, the preaching service. And Father, as we leave to go home, we do not know what will befall us even on the way home, much less tomorrow and the next day. Our nation, Father, is turned from you and turned to idols. Oh God, Israel did that over and over and over, and you sent a deliverer. Oh God, would you do that? Would you have mercy on America, our nation, home of the brave and land of the free? It's the way we were established, but Father, we've drifted far, far from the shore. And you said, if my people, which were called by my name, were that people, were your sheep. And help us humble ourselves and pray as you told us we had to do, and seek your face. And I know you'll do your part. If we'll turn from our sins, you will forgive and heal our land. I don't know how many people it would take, Lord, but as for me and my house, help us, Father, to do that. We can't account for anyone else, but we surely can account for ourselves because of the leadership of the Holy Spirit guides us, convicts us, tell us that we belong to you. Thank you for that. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the goodness of God. And thank you, Father, that the love of God planted in our soul. And as Brother Luke preached so wonderfully and clear, we belong to you. And I want to thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. All minds and hearts clear. Thank you, Luke, for coming. Let's just trust God. Was in that service. Pray for Miss Becky and so many other people that we know and you know, having surgery in the hospital and rest homes. God cares about them. If they belong to him, they're his sheep. Let's pray for him. Let's go to God in prayer. And Brother Jason, if you'll come and dismiss us, my brother. Thank everyone for coming. Yes.
This is kind of a unique prayer request, but as most of you know, we've been having some issues with our internet broadcast. We've got some new equipment going in this week, and so I'd like for us just to pray over that so that this can be a useful ministry for the church, and that when people turn it on, they don't get aggravated and switch and go somewhere else, you know. And like Brother Roy said this morning, we met a while ago with Brother Luke. We've got some ideas, and I just want to ask the Lord to be in the midst of that and over that. So, Brother Jason, if you would pray over that.
Yeah. Thank you, Brother. Let's pray.
We just got a call that Danny's stepmother was taken to mission by ambulance. Her blood pressure's out the roof, and she's very sick. She's in her 80s. She takes care of his dad, who has Alzheimer's. So remember that situation, and remember her. Her name's Melba.
Yes. We pray. Everyone lift your voices. Let's pray. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you for your goodness and your grace. We want to thank you that your mercy is new every morning, that your grace is all sufficient, that you are more than enough for any situation, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, that you're our good shepherd, our great shepherd, that you're my shepherd, Lord. I thank you for that. Lord, I just ask, Father, that you just have your hand in these situations, Lord. Lord, there's so many people that are hurting. And I pray for this lady who has gone to the hospital. And I pray, Father, for Brother Danny. And I pray, Lord, that you would just touch that situation and you help according to your perfect will, Lord. I pray, Father, for peace and for comfort and for help during that situation. Lord, I do pray again over Miss Becky and her family, Lord, that you just help in that situation, that you touch in a mighty way, God. We need your presence and your power. And Lord, you're the great physician. We know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we could ever ask or think, Lord. Now, I'm just asking in Jesus' name that you do it. And God, I just pray, Father, that you just have your hand upon this church, Lord. Whatever means it is that we're supposed to have to put the gospel out, Lord, I just pray, Father, that you'd make it plain. I pray, God, that you'd just anoint what you would anoint. I'm not going to pray specifically about the specific things that we're trying to implement, but, Lord, I pray, Father, you to implement what you wanted to implement in this church, Father, to make it and to glorify it for your glory and for your honor. And, Lord, I just pray, Father, that you touch every hand that would have a hand in trying to make it what you want it, God. And I pray, Father, that you just move in such a mighty way, Lord, that we would just glorify you wholly, and that you would be high and lifted up so that you could draw all men unto yourself. Lord, I praise you, Father, for who you are. I praise you, Father, for what you've done. And I praise you, Father, for everything that you could ever have done for us, everything that you're going to do for us, and everything that you've taken away from us and you haven't done for me, Lord. I praise you in the midst of the troubles. I praise you in the midst of the trials. I praise you in the midst of the triumphs, Lord. I just want to uplift and glorify the name of the only begotten Son, that would be Jesus Christ. And I just pray, Father, that all these things would be according to thy will, and in his name that we do pray. Amen.